Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. As you know, if you've been listening to the show this week, I've been in Turkey for the past week for their National Builder Expo in Istanbul. On today's show, we're going to go deep on three aspects of interior finishes, where we stand to save money in construction without experiencing a loss in quality. In fact, I would argue that in some cases, we're going to see an uptick in quality. Now, it's no secret that construction projects are facing pretty steep headwinds these days. There's price volatility in materials, in labor, and of course in capital costs at a time when some markets are experiencing falling rent due to oversupply. So digging deeper into value engineering or construction projects makes a lot of sense. Now you might be thinking, well, Victor, if you want to save money, why aren't you traveling to China? Well, it's true, China has many great offerings, but I'm going to leave that question for another day. As a point of comparison, we're going to go shopping online at Lowe's.com for specific line item pricing and see how that compares with what I saw this week in Turkey. Let's start with baseboards. The cheapest baseboards in the U.S. market are pricing around $1 per linear foot. These buck-a-foot baseboards look really cheap, and if you want to truly cut corners, then by all means use them. A more realistic option is to spend around $2 a linear foot for a 3-inch baseboard or $2.55 a linear foot for a 4-inch baseboard. It's hard not to spend the extra 55 cents to get a better look. Sometimes you can get a bulk price and get a bundle for a bit less, but this is more or less what you're looking at. Now, if you want a really trendy looking molding, then you're facing upwards of $5 to $7 a linear foot. Now, if you want to know what that means in terms of a single apartment, if we assume that there's an average of about 250 linear feet of wall space in a two-bedroom apartment, then we're looking somewhere between $500 and $630 in baseboard materials for a single apartment. Well, I found sources of baseboards here in Turkey that are equivalent to the $2 to $3 baseboards that are priced well below $1 per linear foot. Even after transportation, the cost is coming in right around $1 per linear foot. So if the savings are, let's say, $280 per apartment just on baseboards alone, then on a 250-unit apartment complex, the savings are about $70,000 for the entire project, with no loss of quality. Oh, and these baseboards can be fastened with silicone or an adhesive. They also integrate a rubber gasket at the top and the bottom to conform to any imperfections in the wall or the floor. So no caulking is needed at the wall, and no quarter round is needed at the floor. The lack of the quarter round means you're saving another 70 cents a linear foot or another $43,000 across the project. Oh, and I completely forgot. Those U.S. baseboards need to be painted. That's time intensive. The European baseboards are fully finished, so the labor savings are even higher. When we add it up on a per square foot basis, we're seeing savings of anywhere between 50 and 75 cents a square foot for the entire project just based on baseboard savings alone. Let's have a look at flooring. A lot of builders are putting in luxury vinyl plank flooring in rental apartments these days. It looks good, it has a little bit of cushioning underfoot, create a bit of a softer walking surface, and it's relatively low cost. Prices vary widely in the U.S. The rock bottom price that I'm seeing is around $1.45 a square foot when the planks are on sale. For a higher quality, more durable finish, you probably need to spend around $2.75 to $3 a square foot in order to find the quality at least that we're looking for. Now, if I compare the similar flooring that I'm finding in Turkey, it's pricing around $1 per square foot for the good stuff. So I'm saving somewhere between $1.75 and $2 a square foot on flooring for basically the same material. Let's have a look at ceramic tile. If you're going to buy ceramic tile in the U.S., you're looking at a starting price of about $3 a square foot for anything that's half decent. You can occasionally find a truckload sale for an out-of-fashion 12x12 tile at $1 a square foot, but if you're looking for a tile that looks half decent, then you're looking at $3 a square foot and up. And I'm finding suppliers for tile in Turkey that are offering a 12x24 tile of decent quality finish at about 50 cents a square foot. And I'm finding the large format tiles that here in the U.S. cost somewhere between $6 to $10 a square foot, pricing right around $1 per square foot. And they're coming in with a landed price, including import duties and everything else, around $1.25 a square foot. Now understand, we've only spoken about a couple of different line items here that go into the building of a house or an apartment complex. There's many, many more. And when you start to add all of these things together, you can start to see a clear pathway to saving somewhere between $5 to $10 a square foot in your total construction budget, depending on how aggressive you're willing to get. The idea here is to find products that are well proven in the European market. If you want to find products that are offering a step up in quality and a step down in price at the same time, that defies conventional wisdom. Usually you have to pay more for quality, and that's often true. But if you know where to look, you can find that mythical step up in quality and the step down in price over the North American counterpart. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.